Hare Krishna. We're just about to leave for London, and tomorrow doing an event in Camden somewhere. And today, this morning, we gave a rather brief class, but it was the start of the demons and demigods churning the ocean of milk. And Srila Prabhupada's concentration and the purport was on the demoniac mentality and how the demons think. And the overriding quality of a demon that overrides other things which may apparently be good qualities, such as learning, good family, education, wealth, who knows, even piety, is whether someone is willing to follow the orders of the Supreme Lord or not. And once they reject it, then they fall into the category of demons, regardless of other things. And that's something that we also, in terms of having a right perspective on the world around us and the people around us, need to also have, not be excessively influenced by the achievements, fancy words, diplomas, and so on of today's people. But we need to see, are they willing to accept the existence and the supremacy of a supreme being or not? And that's our vision, Shastra Chakshus, to see through the eyes of scripture. And Srimad Bhagavatam is very exacting in this regard, describing all kinds of qualities and characteristics of so many things, from devotees to material elements, the process of creation, the universe, of course the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the characteristics of devotional service, bhakti, and also of different types of people. Varnashram is also a categorization of people according to their natures and qualities, and there are overriding characteristic which is described in that Yatraya Lakshanam Proktam, or the Swarup Lakshan, that is, that if someone has qualities, for instance, of a Brahmin, even if he's coming from a non-Brahminical family, then he should be accepted as a Brahmin. And if someone is born in the family of Brahmin, but he's lacks the surrender to the Supreme Lord, then he shouldn't be accepted. And he doesn't have the Brahminical quality, excuse me, then he should not be accepted as a Brahmin, whatever else is there. So seeing through the eyes of scripture, Shastra Chakshus, requires real serious faith and determination and devotion that yes, these are the lenses, this is how we see. Our vision is not objective in any case because we're conditioned souls, so according to the modes of material nature, we may see same things in different ways and evaluate things in different ways. But Bhagavatam gives us the absolute vision by which we can really categorize and identify things for what they are, and for us to really navigate through the labyrinth of material existence, we really need that. Hare Krishna.